From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id. Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kilohertz and voanews.id.
Here is the news first, the headlines. President Joko Widodo urged Judicial Commission to address scarcity of judges. Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy committed to developing e-sport industry. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news. President Joko Widodo appealed to the judicial commissions to take prompt and progressive steps to deal with the issue of dearth of judges in Indonesia. The progressive steps are needed to address a shortage of an ad hoc corruption court judges at the Supreme Court and State Administrative Court judges for tax cases. This was affirmed by President Joko Widodo while addressing the submission of the Judicial Commission's Annual Report 2021, monitored virtually from Jakarta on Wednesday. As reported by Antara, he also affirmed in addition to ad hoc judges at the Supreme Court, the Judicial Commission must leave no stone unturned to overcome the shortage of State Administrative Court judges to protect state revenues from the taxation sector. Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Uno has said that his side is committed to developing the Indonesian gaming industry, which is closely related to the development of e-sport. Hopefully, Indonesia will not only become a gaming market, but will also open up business opportunities and employment opportunities. As quoted by Antara, Minister Sandiaga remarked while inspecting the National Training Center of the Indonesian e-sport Executive Board at the Jeep Station Indonesia Resort Bogor District West Java on Wednesday, that the centralized training will help prepare e-sport athletes for the 2022 SEA Games in Hanoi, Vietnam, on May 12 to 13. According to Uno, e-sport is one of the pillars of Indonesia's economic revival and is expected to create wide employment and business opportunities. Deputy Minister of Religious Affairs Zainud Tauhid Saadi is optimistic that the Saudi Arabian government will immediately offer certainty regarding the policy of organizing Hajj this year, after lifting most restrictions implemented to stem COVID-19 transmission. As quoted by Antara, Zainud Tauhid Saadi noted in a press release on Wednesday that his side is preparing to serve Hajj Departure for Indonesian pilgrims while awaiting certainty from Saudi Arabia on the policies regarding the implementation of the 2022 Hajj. The preliminary team from the Director General for Hajj and Umrah at the Ministry of Religion Affairs is ready in Saudi Arabia to prepare for the implementation of services for Indonesian pilgrims in the Holy Land. Presidential Staff Office KSP said it has ensured the readiness of all supporting facilities at the Mandalika International Circuit for the smooth implementation of the MotoGP series. The racing championship will take place at the Mandalika Circuit in Central Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara from March 18 to 20, 2022. KSP expert Helson Siagian, in a written statement received by Antara on Wednesday, said that the MotoGP event is just the beginning. The government will take advantage of this preparation process for the long-term program as well as the full development of the Mandalika Super Priority Tourism Destination. KSP has sent a team of professionals to ensure and oversee the supporting facilities for the MotoGP. Let's move on to the international news. The United Arab Emirates is committed to the OPEC Plus agreement and its existing monthly production adjustment mechanism, its energy minister said on Wednesday, hours after the Arab country's ambassador to Washington said it favors an output increase. As reported by Reuters.com, United Arab Emirates Energy Mineral Suhail Al-Mazrui said on Twitter that the United Arab Emirates believes in the value OPEC Plus brings the oil market. Earlier, the United Arab Emirates ambassador to Washington, Yusuf Al-Otaiba, said in a statement tweeted by the embassy that his country favors an oil production increase and will be encouraging OPEC to consider higher output. Parties trying to revive the Iran nuclear deal scrambled on Wednesday to resolve last-minute Russian demands that threatened to scupper its negotiation, with the United States appearing unwilling to engage with Russia on the matter. As reported by Reuters.com, Western powers on Tuesday warned Russia against wrecking an almost completed deal on bringing the United States and Iran back into compliance with the 2015 accord. Iran's top negotiators returned to Vienna on Wednesday from consultations in Tehran. Russia's envoy to the talks, Mikhail Ulyanov, dismissed any suggestions Moscow was holding up an agreement and said a final tax had in any case not been completed. The International Monetary Fund, IMF, said its executive board on Wednesday approved $1.4 billion in emergency financing for Ukraine to help meet urgent spending needs and mitigate the economic impact of Russia's military invasions. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, the global lenders said Ukrainian authorities had cancelled an existing standby lending arrangement with IMF, but would work with the fund to design an appropriate economic program focused on rehabilitation and growth when conditions permit. IMF Managing Director Kristalina Georgieva said in a statement after the meeting, predicting a deep recession in Ukraine this year, that the Russian military invasion of Ukraine has been responsible for a massive humanitarian and economic crisis. Now let's move it on to Diplomatic Corner on Indonesia Cultural Festival amazes audiences in Sudan.
Today's Diplomatic Corner highlights Indonesia Cultural Festival amazes audiences in Sudan. Listeners, cultural opera with the theme Islamization of Indonesia through culture attracted the attention of hundreds of spectators at the International Conference Hall of the African International University, UIA, on Saturday. The cultural opera, which tells about the entry of Islam in Indonesia through the acculturation process, is the culmination of the series of activities Indonesia Cultural Festival. This event was held in collaboration with the Indonesian Embassy in Khartoum and the Indonesian Student Association, IMIUIA. Dean of Student Affairs, Dr. Abdul Makruf, in his speech representing UIA, said that Indonesia students are known to be always enthusiastic, hardworking, and good at morality. His father said that the university was very happy and proud to witness the activities of Indonesian students in the implementation of the 2020-22 Indonesian Cultural Festival. Meanwhile, the interim chart affairs at the Indonesian Embassy in Khartoum, Dari Putra Iskandar, hopes that the friendly relations between Indonesia and Sudan, which has been well established long before Indonesia's independence, could continue to be maintained and improved in all fields, including culture. Indonesian Cultural Festival consists of culinary exhibition, traditional games, and gallery of Indonesia, as well as opera culture. This event was visited by almost 1,000 people, including foreign students from various countries who are pursuing higher education in Sudan. On this occasion, the Indonesian Embassy in Khartoum also promoted Indonesian tourism through the Gallery of Indonesia, which features tourism destinations in Indonesia. That's Diplomatic Corner.
Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, today in history starts with the event on March 10, 1950, when Gunting Syafruddin monetary policy was set. Gunting Syafruddin is a monetary policy that was set by Syafruddin Prawira Negara, the Minister of Finance in the Second Hatta Cabinet. It took effect on March 10, 1950. According to the policy, red money or Nika money and the Javache bank money from 5 denominations rupiah and above were cut into 2. From March 22nd to April 16th, the left side of the money had to be exchanged for new bank notes at the banks and designated places. Over that date, the left side was no longer valid. The right clippings were declared invalid, but could be exchanged for government bonds at half of their original value and would be paid 40 years later with the interest of 3% a year. The next event is that in 1977, Indonesia's Palapa A2 satellite was launched from the U.S. Kennedy Space Center. Palapa A2 is an Indonesian communication satellite operated by Perumtel.
Palapa A2 was launched on March 10, 1977, aboard the Delta 2914 rocket and has been operating in orbit since March 11, 1977. Palapa A2 is part of the Palapa A1 and A2 communication satellite program. Palapa A2 satellite was intended as a backup and ready to operate if Palapa A1 failed or if market demand could no longer be accommodated by Palapa A1. We end today's history with the event in 1997. About the anniversary of the city of Bekasi. Bekasi City is located in the province of West Java. The city is part of the metropolitan Jakarta, Bogor, Depok, Tangerang, Bekasi, abbreviated Jabodetabek, and has become a satellite city where urbanites live and industrial centers. Bekasi Municipality was formed based on a decree from the Minister of Home Affairs dated March 10, 1997. Until now, March 10 is commemorated as the anniversary of Bekasi City. Well, listener, that was today's history read by Ahmad Faisal.
Selalu ada untukmu, selalu memberikanmu cintaku. Tak bisakah kau merasakan itu, hingga kau pun mencintaku. Cintaku yang selalu ada untukmu, tak usah kau pernah ragukan itu. Aku tak bisa bila kau pergi jauh meninggalkanku. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk meninggalkanku sendiri tanpa kamu. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk pergi dariku. Walau hanya sesaat, ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu. Aku yang selalu ada untukmu, selalu memberikanmu cintaku. Tak bisakah kau merasakan itu, hingga kau pun mencintaku. Cintaku yang selalu ada untukmu, tak usah kau pernah ragukan itu. Hingga ku tak bisa bila kau pergi jauh meninggalkanku. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk meninggalkanku sendiri tanpa kamu. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk pergi dariku. Hanya sesaat, ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu.
Di sini untuk kamu.
Di sini untuk kamu.
Jangan berpikir untuk meninggalkanku
sendiri tanpa kamu. Jangan pernah sesaat ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu. Ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmikum.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Welcome to getting over dragging pan COVID-19 door a masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency, BMKG, has identified a new fault in West Sumatra. Based on the result of the active fault map study in the northern part of West Sumatra by BMKG, there were only the Angkola and Sianok faults.However, in a deep study after the West Pasaman earthquake, they found a new fault dubbed Talamau Fault. This new fault was classified as a dextral strike slip. This new fault was classified as a dextral strike slip fault that was typical mechanism of Sumatra's Great Fault earthquake source.Press release received by Antara on Sunday mentioned that the new fault discovery was announced by the BMKG's head of the Technical Seismology Center and head of the Earthquake and Tsunami Center in a webinar, joined by experts from the National Research and Innovation Agency, BRIN, and Bandung Institute of Technology, ITB. In the webinar, it was explained that the discovery was based on the aftershock spread, morphological pattern,the slight cluster spread in the slope that was broken by the fault, and building damage level clusters. About this finding, head of the BMKG, Wikorita Karnawati, warned the local government about the complexity of the active fault system. According to Wikorita, spatial planning has a great role in disaster mitigation. According to her, this new fault discovery needs to be followed up by marking danger zone limits upon whichhouses or vital buildings must not be built without implementing earthquake-resistance construction for safety. Wikorita said that right planning will reduce the disaster impact both the materials and lives. Wikorita affirmed it needs legal enforcement about regional spatial planning implementation by not issuing permits for high-risk zone. A disaster map and definite zonation are also needed. People's relocation can be an option in the mitigation.However, should it be difficult, the people must be educated to understand the consequences of staying in a high-risk zone.
Maaf telah sayang padaku padamu. Kau selalu buatku tak menentu. Perhatianmu yang buatku, oh, ingin ku memilikimu. Meski kau telah dimilikinya, bolehkah ku dekat denganmu? Izinkan ku dekat denganmu. Tak ingin engkau dengannya. Ku akan, oh, menunggu, oh, sampai kau menjadi milikku. Dirimu yang ada untukku,
yang ada
berikan senyuman indah padaku. Tak ingin ku melepaskanmu, oh, ingin ku memilikimu. Meski kau tak dimilikinya, bolehkah ku dekat denganmu? Kau di sana, berikan cintamu. Kau selalu ada untukku. Izinkan ku untuk memilikimu. Oh, izinkan ku dekat denganmu. Tak ingin engkau
are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
Maumere Insika Regency Flores East Nusa Tenggara is a coastal area which has a variety of delicious seafood. The taste of the food starts from being savory, slightly sweet, sour, fresh, to being spicy, which you can taste in Maumere. If you visit the city, do not miss to taste a variety of seafood. One of them is wogi. Wogi is made from preserved sea fish. The safe fish is red anchovies that only appears in Paga and surrounding waters from October to December. This marine life is very rare. When the season arrives, usually fishing mothers in Maumere catch the safe fish in groups around the Paga beach. They use sere, or traditional fishing gear made of woven rattan. The way to preserve it is very simple. The fish, which has been cleaned, is sprinkled with salt and a little seawater. Then, stir the fish evenly until the salt melts. Then it is preserved for 3 to 7 days. And then the fish can be enjoyed. This is what makes the fish last for months, even years. Thank you. enjoy wogi, the local people in Sika regions usually mixed it with chilies, shallots, garlic, lime, and basil leaves, which are mixed together. When tasting wogi, you can also eat it with rice, corn, bananas, or sweet potatoes. It tastes so delicious. In Maumere, wogi is priced at 50,000 rupiah per bottle. This price is quite affordable because apart from being rare, the safe fish is very difficult to find only on Paga Beach.
Jauh masa depan, kelak suatu hari ku akan menjadi cahaya bagi Indonesia. Ayolah kawan, bersama kita akan harumi Indonesia.
Thank you, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
Miscellany for today has a topic, Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy presents Food Startup Indonesia to support culinary MSME development. Listeners, the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy, Agency for Tourism and Creative Economy, presents Food Startup Indonesia, FSI 2022, which is a business development program for the culinary sector, especially for MSME actors in a bid to improve capacity and expand access to financing. FSI 2022 will connect startup entrepreneurs in the culinary field with an integrated ecosystem. This ecosystem refers to a culinary creative economy network, namely the government, business mentors, capital, suppliers, investors to marketing. It is hoped that it will support the revival of the economy by creating more job opportunities. According to Director of Financing Access of the Ministry, the agency, Hanifah Makarim, Food Startup Indonesia 2022 will be held in a collaboration with Ultra. FSI will curate culinary creative economy actors and open opportunities to obtain financing or capital with conventional Sharia loan schemes, profit sharing, share distribution. The Beauty for Industry and Investment, the Ministry, the agency, Fajar Hutomo, in a hybrid launch of Food Startup Indonesia 2022 on Wednesday, revealed that FSI 2022 carries the theme Planet, People, Profit, which is three things important which must be considered, especially in supporting the present of sustainable development goals. Food Startup Indonesia 2022 is looking for a culinary business which inspire and thrive with a balanced orientation between sustainability, social impact, and profitability. Fajar Utomo further said that culinary is one of the three largest subsectors in the creative economy is an inclusive sector. This means that the culinary sector is open to anyone who really wants or is interested in entering the culinary industry or business. The highlight of the 2022 Food Startup Indonesia Demo Day event will be held side by side with the AVPN Global Conference 2022, which is part of a side event of the Indonesian G20 Presidency. The Asia Venture Philanthropy Network is a collection of philanthropists who are concerned with sustainability issues, such as reducing poverty, gender equality, people with disabilities, then also creating the environment or ensuring that this environment is suitable for us and future generations. After launch, FSI will contain a series of registration, selection, and judging events. Selected participants will receive mentoring sessions, business matching, until the highlight of the event, namely Demo Day. At this big event, there will be product showcase activities, mentoring, and a final pitch in June 2022. That's Miss Seleni.
Selalu lebih indah, bisa kau lihat, tak berarti nyata. Berjanjilah, kau kan mengerti, pahamilah, arti hidup ini bahagia. Pantas dicintai, selalu hargai yang setia di hati. Berjanjilah, kau kan mengerti, pahamilah, arti hidup ini bahagia, tak perlu kau cari, sudah ada.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyō shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
For COVID, getting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
For hindrance di übertragung skater des COVID-19 virus, durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener, Voice of Indonesia. Today, we're going to present to you an Indonesian nostalgic pop song. With the 1981 song, Curam Kehidupan, was popularized by Eben and Luis Hutahuruk. The song was composed by Yoki Suryo Prayogo, and first song by Eben and Luis Hutahuruk, a duo that was born from the Prambors Youth Song Creation Competition. Curam Kehidupan presents a sweet story about loyalty. In 2021, the song was re-released by music group Perona with a different arrangement. Well, listener, here is Eben and Luis Hutahuruk with the song Curam Kehidupan.
Harapan ku sapa jalan kehidupan dengan tulus dan lapang ku lalui gitaran hidup bagai kisah di dalam cerita bagai kisah tentang sandiwara.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia.
pernah terbayangkan dalam kegelapan menakutkan. Tersentak ku terdiam galau dalam keheningan menyesakkan.
Alright, listener, it's all that we have in English program. Thank you very much for listening, but stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the World on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. In the meantime, do not forget to like and comment on our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or follow and mention us at Twitter, at @voiindonesia. And send us email on voi@voinews.id.